USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no escaping the pain at the pump. Drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA just updated the national average, showing it's up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. Three states top $5, with California closing in on $6. This, as Brian Marks with the University of New Haven says, many oil producers are hesitant to increase drilling production.
Oil producers have been hesitant to increase production significantly or even at all.
The United States is again warning that next month will be critical for Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying in a House budget hearing that much more will be needed to help the war-torn country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
More people in northern New Mexico are bracing to be evacuated as the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak wildfire rages toward Tahoe County. Wind and dry conditions helped the fire char more than 200,000 acres, forcing thousands of people from their homes. State Representative Roger Montoya.
The impact directly on citizens is dire. We have elders, extremely poor individuals, no homeowners insurance in many cases, nowhere to go.
The National Weather Service says there are critical fire conditions across the Southwest, Southern Rockies, and High Plains. The Supreme Court justices are holding a private meeting Thursday. It'll be their first time gathering since a draft opinion from February was illegally leaked, showing the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling may be overturned this summer. That would leave it up to states to decide abortion legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is ordering the U.S. Marshals Service to help ensure the safety of Supreme Court justices. Garland's order going out Wednesday after last week's illegal leak of a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade has stoked outrage among pro-abortion supporters. This as Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is calling on the AG to just enforce the laws on the books.
The statute is incredibly clear. It basically says if you are parading or picketing in order to try to influence a judge, then it's punishable with up to a year in prison. That sounds illegal to me. And I just asked the Attorney General to enforce the law that's on the books. If people want to demonstrate someplace off away from their home, that's their prerogative.
Leaky fuel hoses are causing an automaker to recall over 200,000 vehicles.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-size cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Milwaukee Bucks and Memphis Grizzlies were winners in the NBA playoffs Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.